everybody. Welcome to another program of The Mailbag Show. And you've tuned to the weekend edition of The Mailbag Show right here on Radio Havana, Cuba, taking a look at all the letters and email messages that are coming in from all over the world. We're trying something a little bit different today. I'm not in the studio, obviously, from the microphones that we're using here. We have our general producer, Roberto Bastidas, on the job, and we're trying something else from outside of the studio. So, a remote broadcast. This is where we look at all the letters, email messages, and everything else that people send us from all around the world. And we have a bunch of them here. In fact, Irma came over with Roberto, and she brought, she pulled the bag, the mail bag, all the way over from CAEO to the studios, and then to here, where we are now looking at all of these messages, email messages, and things that people send us from all over the world. You can get involved with us here, too, by writing to us at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. Let us know how reception is in your area. Anything you'd like to know, anything you would like to say to us within reason, we'd like to hear from you. And we'd like to know, too, if there's anything that we can do to make our programming a little more listener-friendly. So write to us and let us know where you are in the world and how you pick us up on your radio. Let's take a look at one of the first things that Irma and Roberto brought over to me today. It's something from our listener who is writing to us from, where is this thing? This is Kenneth Wilson. He's in the United States. Kenneth says, "Hello, Radio Havana, Cuba. Greetings. I received your signal on September the 22nd, 2019, on shortwave 6,000 kilohertz between 8 and 9 p.m. Reception was really good, only occasional fading, but no static." That's good that there was no static. The signal wasn't real crystal clear, but my receiver picked you up and then put you right back down again. The signal was strong. There was some interference. He would say that the SIMPO was 43454. All right, pretty good. Up there in the United States, thanks, Kenneth. Kenneth Wilson listening to us without static and occasional fading. We hope we're fading right back into your radio there again, Kenneth. Kenneth Wilson in the United States. He says here, too, he listened to some music. The news in English included a report by Dr. Charles McKelvey. He said he was followed by DXers Unlimited with Arnie Coro and The Mailbag Show, a nice music show called From Havana. He was listening on a Sunday, apparently, on the 22nd. Yeah, September the 22nd. Thanks so much for writing to us, Kenneth. Kenneth Wilson, up there in the United States. Here is a letter from Italy. It's from Stefano Carlucci. Carlucci. They're in Italy. Picked up our radio. I'm sorry, get carried away. He listened to our tropical band on 5,040 kilohertz. Mm-hmm. And he's picked us up on September the 20th over there in Italy. Said among the programs that he heard were the news, a sports segment, and our stamps program. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks to you, Stefano Carlucci, writing to us all the way from Italy, here at Radio Havana, Cuba. And let's get this here. Oh, here's something else. This is from Russia. Sergei Nikolaev. Something like that. My Russian is non-existent. I don't have any Russian. Sergei Nikolaev. Something like that from Russia. He sent a nice, colorful essay for our philatelic contest, our World of Stamps contest. Tom Benson in Canada forwarded his to us here, too. Thanks, Tom. And he said he wasn't happy with his first entry, so this is his second one. He's written to us twice now. Okay, thanks, Tom. And Mohammed Indris, both members of the Pakistan Club, a DXers Club in Pakistan, Abiha Ali and Mohammed Idris. Uh-huh. They have forwarded their contest entries here to Radio Havana, Cuba. All right, thanks so much. And don't forget, this is our contest that goes until December the 31st. The deadline is the end of the year, December the 31st. And it is just, all you have to do is name three patrimonial sites here in Havana that appear on postage stamps here in Cuba. Pretty simple. A little bit of research that you have to do to find out what three sites there may be. But that's what your contest entry should be. Deadline is December the 31st. Send your entries to Radio Havana, Cuba, P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. And our email address, radiohc@enet, E-N-E-T, enet.cu. All right? Do that right away today, if not tomorrow, as soon as you can, right here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Taking a look at all the letters and email messages that are coming in from all over the world. And here we have something from India. This is from Siddhara Bhattachardi, who writes to us all the time from India. He sends us reports from where he is there in India, and we will send you back a QSL card that you picked us up here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Also, here's another something from our friend Richard Fox in the UK. He says, "Hi, Radio Havana, Cuba. On 9/21, September the 21st, I received your broadcast with a 5x9 signal." I guess that's pretty good. I don't know. We'll have to ask Arnie Coro. Arnie will know. Anyway, it was a 5x9 signal. Sounds pretty big. This was done with a long wire antenna. I even heard your time interval signal. I have the recording if you'd like it. All right, well, thanks. We will send you a QSL card. Richard Fox there in the UK writing to us all the way from England. As for your question, if you're interested in getting a QSL card, let us know your postal address too. A lot of people send us emails and they forget that we need a street address or a P.O. box so that we can actually send it to you, because it's a physical thing. It has to be physical, and we send it in an envelope to you. So we need to know how to get that envelope to you with a street address or a post office box. Okay? All right. Here's something from Japan. All the way from Japan, Akonori Manawi, I think that is, started listening to us in July back in 1999, about 20 years ago, from California, because at that time he was there taking a course, he says. He's now in Japan. He's from Japan, and now he's back home, and he listens to Radio Havana, Cuba on shortwave and on streaming audio on our internet connection, too. All right, thanks. Anikori Mahwani in Japan. Here we have something. You're listening to the Mailbag Show, the midweek and weekend edition, which we do both on Wednesdays and on Sundays here on Radio Havana, Cuba, taking a look at all these letters from our listeners around the world. Here's something from Victor Gunatili, who writes to us from the United States. Thank you, Victor. And it says he listens to us all the time on the radio. And we also have something here from Jeffrey Lewis in the U.S. Thanks for writing to us, Jeffrey. Says reception is good. There where he is, he listens to us on our tropical band transmissions at 5,040 kilohertz. And I think we can squeeze one more in. Our listener, Michael Linder in Germany, sent us a monitoring report a few days ago. Picked up our Spanish language broadcast on the 31-meter band. All right, well, thanks, Michael. And you can write to us, too, by letting us hear from you. P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enet.cu. And we'll see you the next time we do this here on the radio twice a week on Wednesdays for the midweek edition and the weekend edition too, which sometimes we combine together like we're going to do this time on the weekends right here on Radio Havana, Cuba.